I've written some of my most Florida-esque songs in the middle of big cities, New York or London, and they just sound like they come right from this area, the Santa Fe River or something like that, and I'm sitting in London in some hotel writing them.
Well, a lot of your titles have Florida names in them. I mean, you have, you know, in your Honk album, Tallahassee. I mean, then you've got, you know, a song about, has Dixieland is in the title. I mean, so
yeah.
I don't know what that means exactly other than you just really like your southern roots.
Well, when I put the group Swamp Cabbage together, I did it because I was inspired by a lot of the people who heard me play in New York. And when I first moved to New York from the Jacksonville area, I was kind of running from my roots in a sense. I wanted to be something different than the way guys were sounding around here. But you can't really run from your roots to an extent. I mean, you, at least for me, I just found like I was better off just embracing them. And people would notice this kind of swampy vibe in my playing. And after a while, so many people from Europe and especially from New York, which is the eastern epicenter of you know, the rest of the world in a sense, the eastern, as far as the eastern U.S., they would kept noticing the swampy feeling my playing. So I just went with it. I thought, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to find some southern guys in Manhattan, and we're going to put a group together. And so that's how Swamp Cabbage was born.
If I understand correctly, that band was going on while you were playing with Richie Havens.
I played with Richie Havens for 10 years, and I put the group together, you're exactly right, in 2001 when I started with Richie. And so it's been concurrent to my time with Richie all along, Swamp Cabbage has.
Well, that certainly the generation that lived through Woodstock or, you know, is... who loves that era, you can't, you know, mistake the influence that he had. How did you fit into that?
There's a couple of different ways. There's musically, and then there's ideologically, and so on. Musically, when I was first asked by Richie to play with him, I had a hard time fitting in. I couldn't. Richie's like a one-man band. You know, he's a drummer, he's a singer, he's a great guitar strummer. And I thought, what the heck can I do for his music? And it took me a while to just figure out that the essence of his style was a galloping picking style, a strumming style. And what I developed was this kind of banjo picking style, playing with my bare hands sort of on the guitar. And I found that complemented his guitar style really well. Richie's objective always was he wanted the two of us on stage to sound like one guitar. He wanted a real sonic weave. And I think eventually I found it, but it took me about a year. It's a wonder they didn't fire me. but they were, Richie's a real patient person and a good leader, and he allowed me the space to find a way to thread myself into his music. And so the point of that is, when that banjo picking style evolved for me, I transferred it to Swamp Cabbage and started playing an electric guitar with this banjo kind of style, and it sort of just kind of started to take off and make sense. And it just sounded very Northeast Florida to me. And I just went with it.
Well, you said you spent a lot of time in Gainesville, influenced by music that you heard here at concerts, I guess, probably
yes.
At the O-Dome or the O'Connell Center? Or?
Right. It was actually, I came here many times, well before the O-Dome was built. But
we're talking history here.
Yeah, yeah. I used to see the, I don't even know if they still have, do they have concerts at Lake Alice still? Or there used to be a concert series?
A band shell.
Well, I saw Weather Report down there. I saw a fantastic show of Missing Persons, and so many great electric, just vibrant evenings that just transformed me and left me realizing that even on an off night, which the artists were playing Gainesville on, they would be between gigs in Miami or Tampa and Jacksonville. They would come here on a Tuesday night and just tear the house down. And I was just thinking, you got to give your all everywhere you're playing. And I think those are some of the best concerts I ever went to. And there was something about the pressure being off, I think, for some of the musicians. And they came here and the college students just ate it up.
I'm wanting you so bad.
Like I say, I've enjoyed the influence of Gainesville on my music throughout the years. There used to be something called the Great Southern Music Hall, maybe. Is that what it was, out on University? Or the Great Southeast Music Hall? And I saw so many good concerts there. And I used to play there. I forgot to mention this earlier. I had a group called the Nudes, which was a cello and guitar duo. We played, that's how I first met Richie. But it was, we were based out of New York, and we played the Great Southern Music Hall occasionally. And so anyway, I have a history here played at Rickenbacker's and my jazz bands when I was younger and so on.
But that's how he met you? Was
yeah,
you
yeah, we used
there?
To we used to share, not a, we didn't meet in Gainesville, but we used to share a common booking agency, and we got put on a lot of his tour dates around the country and would open for him. And I can remember one of my favorite nights of playing, I was just kind of nervous. We were on stage at the Florida Theater, actually, in Jacksonville, and I thought, how are we doing? You know, I don't know if Richie likes us. I just met him, you know. I looked over to the side of the stage, and there he was with a big grin on his face, and he was videotaping our show, and he was like, thumbs up, and I thought, this is great. It's a good man to be with. But all through my time with the group The Nudes and with Swamp Cabbage, I feel like I owe a great degree of debt to Gainesville and this North Florida area for developing my sound. I believe, and I tell people all over the world, that my music is the soundtrack to Northeast Florida, and I'm proud of it. And so when I get a chance to take it back to the epicenter, to the womb, if you will, the metaphorical womb of where it came from, it's really special for me.
You have a new solo album out.
Yes, I do. And it portrays, as you alluded to earlier, kind of a different side of me. Swamp Cabbage is a very fun group. It's light. It's not poetically earnest. It's got a lot of satire in it. However, my solo material is kind of more on the serious side. It's contemplative. It's sometimes emotional. It's sometimes dark. It's sometimes happy. It's sometimes up. It's all of that. It's life, and it's a more ethereal, more ambient, but yet occasionally jazzy and funky side of what I do.
Well, you make note on your website that you got a chance to hold a Les Paul guitar, the one
yes.
That's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And
you have times in life where you kind of dream about something, or you wonder about how great something's going to be, and every now and then you get a morsel, you get something handed to you, and you go, wow, I'm getting to accomplish something that I've always dreamed about. And what I'm getting to is I always wanted to play one of those late 1950s Les Pauls, which, if you know guitar collection, that is the holy grail of guitars. And it is the guitar that Duane Allman used to play, and he was mostly famously known for playing. The fellow who was the road manager for the Dixie Dregs in the late 70s carried around with him. And Twiggs was, whenever he came upon a college student or a young person who was kind of hip and sort of seemed interested in the Dregs and the music, he would just let them play it. That playing that Les Paul, Duane Allman's Les Paul, lived up to my dreams and my expectations of it. I picked it up and it just played itself. I think the overall vibe of what I do is swampy, but there's that murky, foggy underbelly of the swamp as well. I don't know if y'all you've ever been up to the Okefenokee, or any of the old creeks around in the morning, in the wintertime sometimes, and there's just that fog. I'm trying to play the way it feels around.